Listening 2. Food Tasters.
Hi, my name's Stuart Andrews, and I'm a chocolate taster. I've always loved chocolate, so this is the dream job for me. I work for a big department store. We develop our own chocolate. I also train staff, visit chocolate factories, and deal with suppliers. I organize volunteer tasting sessions. Of course, since everyone loves chocolate, there's never a problem getting volunteers. It's not a job you can just walk into, though. I studied for a degree in nutrition and then worked for an ice cream manufacturer for a few years first. I started here 6 years ago, and I still love every day. The best thing is that when I go to work, my desk is covered in chocolate. The worst is probably keeping an eye on my weight because of all the calories. You know, it's easy to put on weight, so I try to eat healthily whenever I'm not working. I go to the gym, and I make sure I see my dentist every 6 months. I live and work in London, but I travel a lot, because you have to keep up with the latest trends. You know, Belgium, France, Switzerland. I was in New York last week to see what's selling there. It's not just the taste that makes people buy one bar of chocolate rather than another, but the appearance and the advertising, too.
Hello, this is Marie Lavoisier. Tasting cheese for me? Oh, it's not a job at all, really. I'm a cheese buyer for a large supermarket. On what I call a taste day, I taste maybe 10 to 12 different cheeses. Because they all taste different, you can't taste everything at once. You need to take your time. I check for flavor, texture, and especially the smell of the cheese, since smell is the most important. Some people think strong-smelling cheeses are disgusting, and occasionally they are. But in general, they're my favorite. We keep cheeses for many months, some for over a year. And so I also need to check the cheese we have and decide when each cheese is ready, you know, to go out on sale. I live just outside Paris, which is convenient, because I need to meet farmers regularly, mainly to help them develop new products, since people always like to try new flavors. To get this job, I studied for a degree in food science and then waited for the chance to be a cheese taster. As soon as I saw the job, I was there. You have to love cheese, of course, because it's cheese, cheese, cheese all day, every day. Some people get tired of it from time to time, but I never do.
Hi there. My name's Enrique Martinez. I started work as a manager in a coffee shop, and gradually I began to, enjoy the taste. There are degrees you can get and courses you can take, but I worked my way up through experience, and now I'm the head coffee taster for a large importing company. I only taste in the mornings because that's when my sense of taste is at its best. I check the quality. People can pay a lot for coffee, so they want to enjoy it. I check the smell, the taste. You know, is it sweet or bitter? Some taste of chocolate, others are spicy. Some are very complex. I make it, taste it, but I don't swallow it. I estimate I taste up to 100 coffees, so I don't actually drink them because of all the caffeine, right? In the afternoons, I email suppliers or do paperwork. I live here in downtown Los Angeles, so I walk to work, which is great. I love this job. It can be hard work, trying to distinguish between so many different coffees, but I wouldn't want to do anything else.